Donald Trump says he will not be at tomorrow's Fox News Republican debate in Iowa. He claims that Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly is biased against him and demanded that she be removed as a moderator. Fox refused and issued statements mocking Trump's threat. Trump responded.
I didn't like the fact that they sent out press releases talking about Putin and playing games. I don't know what games Roger Ailes is playing, but what's wrong over there? Something's wrong.
Now the candidate and his aides say they've begun planning a rival event tomorrow night. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us. David, is either side likely to back down?
Likely? No, I don't think either side is likely to back down. You've got strong-willed figures. Not only has Megyn Kelly got a firm backbone of her own, but Roger Ailes is a person who never likes to yield in the face of confrontation. Roger Ailes, of course, the chairman and driving force behind Fox News, and a strong figure previously in Republican Party politics as well. You know, Fox doesn't see why they should have to yield, and Donald is not inclined to do so either.
And he's playing up the effect he has on the ratings for debates. Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski said today on MSNBC's Morning Joe that Fox's debate ratings will be hurt if Trump doesn't show.
You've got a network that wants to make news not about what they're going to ask the candidates about the policy issues, but about personal attacks. So, you know, maybe Fox was going to have a 20 or 25 million person debate, but without Mr. Trump's participation, I think they might have a 1 or 2 million person debate.
David, is that true? Do you think Trump has that much of an effect on the ratings?
I think the idea that the ratings would go down that precipitously is wildly overstated. But I don't think people are tuning in saying, my God, what is John Kasich going to say next? I just don't know. This has been an extraordinary political season for the very fact that people on both sides of the political aisle have been very eager to see what Donald Trump would say, really Donald Trump would say. And his not being there, I think, will affect ratings. And what's all more is that he would always say, look, they would have had much more had I only been there. So I think he's going to be able to take credit and claim that. The idea that it'll go down to 1 or 2 million, I don't think that'll happen.
Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly opened her show last night addressing this issue. Here she is.
The debate will go on with or without Mr. Trump.
And then Trump's rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, had this to say.
Apparently, Megyn Kelly is really, really scary.
Cruz then challenged Donald Trump to a one-on-one debate. Trump says he's going to hold a rival event. What do you think?
I think Ted Cruz would love this to be about him and Donald Trump and would love, for that matter, for there not to be journalistic questioners involved. But that's not what Donald Trump is doing here. Donald Trump is elevating himself to be having a debate with, say, Roger Ailes, you know, a large figure. And it's what he's really doing is consuming oxygen. There are only a few more days before voting starts in those caucuses in Iowa, and things start to actually have a little bit of meaning. And he's consuming news cycles. He's gobbling up all of the possible oxygen, and it's going to be very hard for Ted Cruz to get a coherent message across. You know, Cruz, the reason you'd see Donald Trump doing things like this and also going after Ted Cruz's – the question of his citizenship, the fact that he was born in Canada, although he appears by many accounts to have full American citizenship, is because Cruz was coming on strong in Iowa. Well, Donald Trump is saying, I can devour the news cycle, and he's doing it again.
And can he devour Fox News is the next question. David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent, thank you so much as always.
You bet.